Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the Internet. This is your host, Allison, and I'm so happy you decided to join me this evening, and thank you for being here. We have an interesting show for you, a very special guest. But before I get to my guest, I just have a few quick announcements. Number one, I'll be doing a full day of readings sponsored by Susan Duvall Seminars in Southeastern PA on October 12th. So if you're in the area, if you live in the area and you'd like a live and in-person reading with me, please go to www.susanduvallseminars.com for more info. And I would just love to meet you, so check it out. And the second thing that I just wanted to really quick remind you to do is to please stop by and visit my new child. Yes, it's like giving birth, people. My new website, www.gethisnumber.com, which was launched last month. I think you're going to find it to be fun and informative. It comes complete with a life path calculator, so you can put his date of birth in and get all kinds of information about him. And yes, guys, getHerNumber.com is coming in the future. So enough with the emails already, okay? It seems that the boys are a little bit jealous, but getHerNumber.com will be coming in the future, okay? So go check out www.gethisnumber.com. Okay, those are the announcements, and we're on to our special guest tonight, who is Joanne Gerber. And she is an internationally recognized psychic medium spiritual teacher, and she comes with all kinds of recommendations. She is an integrative research medium with the University of Arizona 2007 Veritas Research Program. She's a certified research medium with the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. And she is also a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. Joanne has quite a list of credentials on her website. She is sincerely devoted to her work with spirit. Her intention is to help others on their spiritual journey through spiritual education and enlightenment. And I really do welcome you to visit her website while you're listening to the program tonight. Her website is www.joannegerber.com, JoanneGerber.com. Read all about her and her work. But right now, it's just going to be my pleasure to introduce her to you. Hi, Joanne. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, Allison. I'm doing well. And you?
I'm doing pretty. I love the weather. The fall weather's coming. It feels so nice outside. I'm enjoying it.
Yes, today's the first day, and it certainly feels like it. It has that crispiness in the air that we connect with the fall season, and watching the colors change already up in my area.
Oh, yeah.
Is really nice.
Yeah, I've seen a few trees here. We're kind of late. I always find it interesting when I go home to visit my family in New York, and I'm coming from southeastern PA, and it's always much more colorful up in New York than it is down here, but we eventually get there. So, yeah, love autumn.
Beautiful time of the year.
Yes, it is. Well, let me ask you, you know, everyone, it seems, Joanne, at some point gets a message from a loved one that's passed on. Maybe it comes in a dream. Maybe it's a ringing phone and no one's there. Maybe it's the lights are flickering. You know, maybe it's a favorite song that just happens to be playing on the radio. What I wanted to ask you is, do you find that most people believe that it's possible to receive communication from people that have passed on?
Well, I do feel that most people do believe. A lot of people tend to think, though, they really want to believe when something does happen, but then they start to get into the mode of doubt and thinking that it's their imagination.
Sure.
But it's there, you know, and if the awareness is there, it's there. We can all receive communication from our loved ones past.
Right. Do you find that, you know, there's a difference between believing that maybe they got a message from their loved one, but do people generally, you finding them more and more, especially nowadays, more accepting of the fact that mediums do indeed speak to dead people?
I do find that people are more open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
As I've been doing readings now for about 8 years.
Sure.
And I've seen, just over that short period of time, I've seen many changes.
Right.
I mean, especially looking at the media. The media has introduced us to some wonderful mediums and has helped people to open their minds, has exposed the whole science of mediumship and psychic ability, has kind of geared it towards mainstream ideas and mainstream thinking, and people are really starting to open to it and really want to learn more. I think that, as you know, with numerology, that we're in for a lot of changes.
Oh, yeah.
And change is already happening.
Right.
And especially, you know, politically, on all levels, all aspects of life right now, we're experiencing tremendous, very rapid, accelerating changes. And which means that if the world around us is changing, then the people in the world are changing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's what we're doing that's on a micro level that's affecting the macro level.
Right.
So we are evolving, we are becoming more conscious, which means that we're becoming more aware of things, we're becoming more open-minded.
Sure,
People are starting to, I find people are starting to really question their belief system, question,
sure,
you know, the way they were brought up, what they were taught to believe, maybe even on a religious level.
Sure.
They're questioning the idea of spirituality, what is it, what's my life purpose, as you know,
mm-hmm,
with your readings.
Sure.
I'm sure you're experiencing the same. And it's wonderful to be part of it. It's wonderful to be an instrument in helping people to find the answers.
Right. Well, I happen to
find themselves.
I think that someone like yourself, you know, I do find that, especially speaking with as many psychics and mediums and interacting with them, that a lot of them really can look back to something like the past 8 years or 9 years and even their own awakening to their purpose, and their purpose is strongly tied to some aspect of spirituality, whether it's a psychic, a medium, a numerologist, an astrologer, a palm reader. It doesn't matter, but it's just like this big awakening has taken place even in the people that were put into position to be there to help other guide other people. I just think that this is something that really was planned, and,
yes,
and we're doing exactly what we're supposed to be doing, I think,
yes,
at this time.
And I think that also part of the path for us is also to help awaken other light workers.
Sure,
that,
sure. I feel that strongly, yeah.
Their spirit is now surfacing as to their desire to help other people to use their gifts, their abilities, whether it's psychic, mediumship, tools of divination,
sure,
healing, whatever it might be, to help other people on their path. And
sure,
each one of us helps each other in our own way.
Sure. I think that there's a, you know, there's a teacher for every student.
Absolutely.
And so there's, you know, people that would definitely be drawn for something like numerology and others towards mediumship and sometimes both, you know,
mm-hmm,
healers, definitely. But there's teachers for everyone. And we're all, I personally feel on so many levels, you know, when we use the word gift, I have a tendency to take a little bit of exception to that because I do believe that when I especially understand numerology and people's energy, that everyone is gifted. It
yeah,
certainly takes an incredible gift to devote a lifetime to raising children and to be a gifted mother,
mm-hmm,
a gifted dancer, a gifted artist, a gifted scientist.
Absolutely.
And a mediumship and a spiritual things, psychic ability, is just one talent out of a plethora of talents that we as human beings have. And each and every one of us, whatever our talents are, we're meant to apply it, you know, to make this world a better place, whatever that talent might be. So I kind of think that it's special and it's wonderful. I think humanity is special. I have complete and total faith in humanity. But let's
yeah,
get back to you. When did you realize, Joanne, that you were able to communicate with spirit? I mean, I'm always curious.
Well, you know, I've been able to receive information from spirit, receive communication, since I was very young, but I was told that it was my imagination, like most people at a young age.
Sure.
I grew up in a very open-minded family, but they weren't necessarily open to mediumship. I don't think they knew what it was back
sure,
then, neither did I.
Right.
But I was told, you know, it's just your imagination. There's
sure,
nobody in your room. You're not hearing anything. You didn't see your grandmother, things like that, which I saw
right,
when I was younger. And then it wasn't until actually my later adult life, till I was almost 30 years old, that I began to go on a quest to find out what this was all about.
Sure.
And to really learn, to devote myself to reading books, taking classes. I needed to know how the mechanics of what we refer to as mediumship or psychic ability all work. And I studied and practiced until I understood the process.
Right. Well, I think so many people, especially born in the times when we were born, I think I'm a little bit older than you, but it really was not acceptable. Mm-hmm. And there really was nowhere to go to find out why, what you were feeling or sensing or seeing or hearing. You know, there was no way to find out any if there was anyone out there like you. You were kind of like the crazy person, you know. Or, you know, it was something that certainly was attributed to your imagination.
Yeah,
so
you didn't
I think
talk
it's really
about
wonderful,
it.
The tools, the books.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's an explosion, actually, of information. To validate for people out there that have had these experiences all their life that, hello,
yeah.
This is something that you've been able to do since childhood.
And it's okay.
It's okay. It's mm-hmm. okay. As a matter of fact, it's more natural to have these abilities than it is not. We all have them.
That's
some
right.
people have more. And this really has to do with the numbers, what your experience is here this lifetime, what you're meant to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are just pushed in that direction.
And it's a matter of understanding it. It's like, you know, when you're younger and you go to school, not everybody knows the alphabet. I mean, not everybody's born to know the alphabet. You have to learn it. You have to learn the letters.
Sure.
You have to learn how to
sure.
make sentences. You have to learn how to read, how to write.
Sure.
It's the same thing with psychic ability and mediumship. You have to learn. You have to learn the language. There's a whole another language
right.
to it,
right.
the language of intuition.
Sure. Sure, because most people don't even understand how they're receiving the information.
Right.
They don't, you know, like most people expect, and I find this really interesting, you know, they expect to have, you know, the person, the spirit guide, or maybe their passed on loved one step out and stand in front of them, because that's what they see when they use the word seeing or clairvoyant. That's what they're expecting. They're expecting to visually open their eyes and see it. But that seeing comes in many different forms. You can
mm-hmm.
see it with your eyes, but you see it in your mind's eye as well, and it's equal, it's the information is still accurate, it's still, you know, validating,
mm-hmm.
but it's just people don't understand that it's not always, you know, what they think it is, that, you know, like the movies project, that the
right.
that person's going to be walking down the hallway.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
That's their frame of reference, is Hollywood, which is not a good frame of reference,
no.
because that's not how it works. And,
well,
you know, mediums don't wake up every day knowing that they're going to have a, you know, a crime case to solve, or they're going to know who murdered who, or it
right.
just, everything doesn't come into a dream every night with us.
Right. Well, let me ask you, in this course of your life, have you ever had an experience that actually frightened you, or were you always comfortable with it?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I wasn't necessarily frightened. I was more shocked when I found out that I was actually communicating people passed on.
You were shocked?
I was actually shocked. It was, in a sense, it was frightening. In a sense, if you can say it that way.
Yeah.
That I didn't know. When I was giving a reading in a class that I took, one of the first classes I took, that I was actually communicating with somebody passed. And I thought I was just picking up everything, maybe psychically, or I was just going with the flow and giving, you know, the impressions I was getting, and I was thinking that I was making it all up in my mind, and then I found out that every single detail was correct. That was shocking. That was a bit frightening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because then I realized that there is something else out there.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I was very ecstatic about the experience.
Right.
I've never, you know, I can go down my basement and do my laundry, and it can be totally pitch black, and most people would be really scared to go down a basement in the dark, and it really doesn't scare me.
Right.
I'm not afraid of the dark anymore, I can say that.
Are you finding, and let me just ask you this, but are you finding that you're visually seeing things with your eyes more?
I get it both ways. I objectively, subjectively, in my mind, outside my mind, I get impressions in different ways. I get a lot of my impressions clairaudiently. You know, and that is basically how I receive. However, some days I'll be doing readings and I'll be getting a lot of smells, or be getting a lot of tastes, even, you know, over a phone reading. It really depends, but
right.
A lot of my more detailed information that comes first will come through clairaudiently and clairvoyantly.
Right. Well, let me ask you, I know that when we first came onto the show, Seth, one of our producers, told us that we had a call waiting, and I don't want to keep the person waiting too much longer.
Okay.
But I do want to ask you just one more question, and then we'll get to the caller. And what I wanted to ask you is, what would you say to someone who perhaps has had experiences in the past or connecting to spirit, or someone who is considering developing either their psychic or their mediumship abilities? What would be your best advice?
My best advice would be, if they are ready to learn, to find a class with a legitimate professional teacher, someone that has experience teaching and experience doing the work, because practice is everything. Experience is everything.
Sure, I agree.
And to also read books. I have a list of books that I'm always referring for people to read.
Mm-hmm.
And practice. Practice is how you will learn.
Right, exactly.
And the classroom is a wonderful forum for that.
Right. I always tell my numerology students that the best way to learn numerology is to do it.
Right.
Because experience is your best teacher. And actually,
yep,
speaking to the clients actually are the ones that are teaching you. So I think it's...
Yes. That's very important, and sometimes you learn more from your no's than you do your yeses, because you learn when you're giving information that, you know, where your mind is just going off in some other direction, and you learn how to stay within the energy and stay focused,
sure,
and to know when the energy dissipates, that, you know, not to keep going with it.
Right.
You know, in my teaching, I tell students, you know, the most important thing you can learn is trust and patience.
Right. Well, that's good advice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if we have a caller that's listening in? Seth, this is Allison, and I'm just going to let you know it's okay to put that caller through. And I'm also going to let our listening audience know in general that you're going to be doing readings tonight. Is that correct, Joanne?
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to keep these brief and short. But, I mean, certainly we can
do. Sure.
We can do, like, you know, but you can give a little bit of something to our callers.
Okay.
And we're talking mostly mediumship or psychic or whatever.
I do both.
Both,
so
okay.
They're welcome, you know, to ask me questions in both directions.
Okay. And do you want them to ask you a specific question?
They can if they like. You know, these are short readings, so if someone has a question like, what's my future like, that would be a little bit too long.
Okay.
You know, a little more detail would help only because of the show and, you know, the time involved here.
Okay. All right, well, what I want to do is I do want to give out the numbers, and that caller may have got a little tired waiting during our conversation, but I do want to give out the numbers to our listening audience that if you want to call in, and Joanne has very kindly agreed to do readings this evening, and I can assure you that she really is a wonderful medium and a wonderful psychic, and she will do her best to give you her insight. And even if you have a question and you're developing your own spiritual abilities and you have a question about mediumship or psychic ability, you can certainly ask Joanne. The numbers tonight, USA, toll-free, 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. Yes, that is a 5. Okay. And call the station direct if you live in the California area at 530-876-3222. Okay, and hopefully, you know, you'll be able to do some readings for people. In the meantime, you know, I was looking at your site, and I know that you do both mediumship and psychic readings. And, you know, the one thing that I really come away from reading about the readings is that you place a great deal of emphasis on getting specific information that without question validates that you've connected with someone's loved one. You want the evidence, and that's setting the bar pretty high, Joanne.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I just heard a beep, so we do have a caller on, but really quickly, why is it so important to you, this validation as a medium?
Well, because validation proves the continuity of life, and as mediums, that's what our work is about, proving the continuity of life.
Right. So you definitely... I would guess be a little hard on other mediums. You would expect them to bring it to a reading. Is that would be correct to say?
Well, you know, I strive for it. Every reading is different, but of course I strive to get the most evidence as possible when I'm doing a reading that would be undeniable to the client receiving the reading.
Sure. All right.
And when I'm working, you know, of course, with my students, I do also stretch their ability so that they can reach
sure.
those levels as well.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I would guess that one thing that one brings away from your website is the fact that you have a great deal of integrity, Joanne, and,
mm-hmm.
and that's really what shows through in your
mm-hmm.
presentation.
And that's very important in our work.
I know it is. Okay, well, we have a caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Allison. Hi, Joanne. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
How are you?
Fine. You know, I wanted to tell you guys something first before I even ask my question. I have been listening to you, Joanne, and Allison for a couple years now, and you guys are both my favorite people, and I really mean it. I really respect what both of you have to say. I think you're both gifted, and I think you're both intelligent. And
Thank you.
I actually rushed home for this show. I made a little note that I had to be home by 8 o'clock, and I was driving like a maniac in the car to get home to do the call in the show.
Well, thank you, Linda. We're so glad that
you
called.
Thank you.
I really mean that. I really respect both of you. I really hold you both in the highest regard. I know you both carry a lot of integrity. You're both about truth.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, Linda, I'm going to turn you over to Joanne.
All right.
Hi, Linda.
Thanks, sweet Allison. Such a little sweetheart. Hi, Joanne.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts. That was very kind of you. Thank you so much.
Oh, I really meant that.
I'm sure you
Joanne,
do.
Joanne? Mm-hmm. I know you're psychic, so I don't have to go in through the drama. My life has been horrendous.
Uh-huh.
I do believe in God very much. I'm trying to help my brother to believe in God. It's just when we're praying, things get worse. And maybe you can give me some light because I'm just hurt. I'm holding on to faith. And I'm pretty insightful and I kind of like, you know, I'm holding on, but I don't know. Today's been like the last straw for me, so I don't know.
Okay. It sounds like your brother, it sounds like to me, what I'm sensing is your brother's in a place that's not very good right now. You understand?
Well, we're both not, Joanne. We're trying so hard. He keeps on saying, why do bad things happen to good people? It seems like we're depleted, and I don't know how we're going to...
First of all, let's take a look at that. First of all, let's take a look at your thought process there, why do bad things happen to good people? Let's X that out. Let's replace that with, good things happen to good people, and I only expect good things to happen to me. You know, it's about what kind of thoughts. Again, when I was talking earlier to Allison at the beginning of the show, we were talking about changes in the world and how the micro affects the macro, and we are the micro, and our thoughts are affecting what's going on around us. Our thoughts are affecting what we're bringing into our life. So first we have to be aware, which I know you're a very conscious person. I do sense that from you. You're a very spiritual person. But there's some things that maybe you can fine-tune a little bit, and that's what you're thinking. What kind of thoughts are you sending out there? What kind of energy are you modulating to the universe? Just by you expressing to me what kind of thoughts are going through your mind, I can tell you right now that we need to change that. We need to work on that. We need to change the negative into a positive. And I know it's difficult. I know when things seem like they're not happening the way we want them to, it's hard to think positive. It's hard to feel uplifted and spiritual and have faith and all that. But faith is truly your strength. You're bonded with that. You're bonded with your spirituality. The spirituality will help you to get through the most difficult times in life. That's something that we can't just throw away and let go of. So keep in mind that what's happening right now is happening for a reason. And maybe even changing your perspective of what's happening also helps. Try to see it at a different angle. Try to see it as in a more positive light. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. Because when we start to change the way that we see things, the things that we see will change. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand that, and I've been trying. I'm holding on with thread because I do think positive, and I keep on asking myself, what am I doing wrong to create this? Because I do think very positive.
The sense I get is that you're also holding on to things you need to let go of. And when you're not letting go of the things that you need to let go of, you're creating more of those things in your life, and it gets to be a little more difficult, and it gets to be a little more chaotic. Sometimes we just have to let go and let God.
Yes.
And move forward. And, you know, it's a matter of even surrender and let go.
Do you see anything, a change in the near future for, like, me financially,
well,
what I should be doing for money to come in to my,
I feel the
know,
job, I feel really there's some a lot of stress around the career relationship issues with you.
Yes, that's true. I'm not working out. I want to go to school, and now after today I'm going to have to be going to buy a car. I don't think my car, I don't know what happened to it today. It had to be towed away, but I might have to just, I don't know. I just had a very big bill getting it repaired and last week. I don't want to sound like I'm whining, but it looks
no,
like
no.
I might have to bring the car to the junkyard.
My sense is the car wasn't working right for a long time.
Right.
And, you know, it's like if something's broken, fix it. Because if not, it's going to run into worse problems. It's like our body. We're not listening to our body. We're not feeling well. And we go and we overtax ourselves. We get more stressed out than we bring on dis-ease, and illness. And, you know, our car is also an extension of our own selves, believe it or not. So, you know, you not taking care of your car tells me that you also aren't taking good care of yourself. You understand?
Well, I have, Joanne, been taking care of the car. Actually, the car cost me, I just spent almost $2,000 last week, and I've had it towed away 3 times.
Oh, dude. Well, I would go back to the mechanic and say,
he left for
me.
Cuba, Costa Rica. He's not even in the country anymore. He left for Costa Rica this week. And Allison, if I told you, you could write a book what's been happening is the last week.
Right.
It's not just your everyday car breaking down. It's everything, the house, everything. My health is just everything I touch, and I just pray and when around Nick.
Linda, I really absolutely concur with Joanne about, you know, you are trying to do the positive manifestation and trying to change your thoughts and trying to look at things. And sometimes in the face of adversity, it's very difficult because we have the worry that we associate with, am I going to have enough money? What about my car? What about my job? What about my health? And sometimes in the face of adversity, it's very difficult to keep up the positive thoughts. And certainly you can't help an occasional stray negative thought that comes in, but you need to learn to replace it with a positive thought when it does come in. And, you know, in my experience, you know, with money and having financial issues, at a time in my life when probably, you know, there was an extreme limitation financially, I spent a good deal of my time worrying about it. But for some reason, long before the manifestation books and long before any of that came out, for some reason it just came to me an insight that there was nothing I could do to change. I couldn't manufacture money to pay the bills. Therefore, I wasn't going to worry about them. And I did a little thing that was really, really worked for me. And what I did is I sat down with a list of what may or may not be my problems. And I would look at them and I would ask myself, can I change any of this? Can I do anything about this? And the answer was always no. And so I would put it in a mental box, this list, in a box. And then I would mentally put the box on a shelf and I would close the door. And then as I went through my day, when the thoughts would come back into my mind that this particular problem or whatever I was wanting to worry about, I would teach myself to mentally say no. I would hear it in my head, no. You've already worried about this today. You can't change these things. You must move on. You must think positive. And I would replace the no with thinking about being grateful for the things in my life, the things that were wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, when it came even right down to money, I spent money because I always, instead of hoarding and holding on to it, if somebody needed money, I would give it. This is all part of, there's more where that came from. And by changing my thoughts to more positive thoughts and teaching myself knowledge when I was thinking something negative by that big no coming into my head whenever I started to worry, I actually changed the circumstances of my life. And so what I would really, in concurring with Joanne, I would take it one step further and I would try to teach yourself to acknowledge when you are thinking, and I know things are chaotic, I know things are crazy, but it really, I think that this is a very important thing that Joanne's brought up. Okay?
May I ask Joanne, if Kaiser College, if I should go there, if that's a good feeling with spirit, because with all this chaos, it's kind of hard to focus on that.
Okay. One more. Just answer that real quick, Joanne.
Okay. Well, I would go with, I'm not going to tell you what you should or shouldn't do, because deep down inside of you, you know what you need to do. And you do have a desire, you do have a passion for learning. And if that's something that lifts you, that lifts your spirit, then I would go in that direction, absolutely. because that is going to change your life.
Right. Okay. Now, Linda, I told you that regarding your numerology, regarding the personal year and all of that, that if we can do the email thing, and I'd be happy to look at that personal year for you and give you my best insight if you want to email me, okay?
You know what? You offered it, and
I understand, but
I didn't want to take advantage of you because you're so kind, and I didn't want to take, because I can't reciprocate right now. That's why I didn't want to do it, Allison, but I would love it.
There's no need. Just do that for me, and I'd be happy to do that for you, okay?
All right,
sweetie.
You're both angels. Thank you.
Okay,
all right,
Linda.
Have a good
evening. You take good care, and I will keep you in my healing thoughts and prayers.
I will keep you in my prayers, too, Linda. Okay.
Thank you. Blessings
Bye-bye.
To both of you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
God bless.
Boy, you know that whole thing about keeping positive thoughts. I do find that a great deal of light workers, and especially people that are very spiritual, I think that they're going through a great deal of crisis.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like some extraordinary people that I have met in my life, they're immensely spiritual, are in crisis. Do you think that this has anything to do with this shift?
I think that a lot of it does. I think that this year, especially from what I've heard and what I've experienced in my own life, that people have been getting bombarded with things.
Right.
Literally bombarded with things, with challenges.
Okay, I agree.
And I like to look at them as opportunities for growth instead of obstacles.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and I hear your caller, and I'm going to get right to you. I just have one thing to say about that, but, you know, adversity teaches.
Yes.
And we, the one thing that I say so often to people is we all are taught from the time they were little that the goal in life is to grow up and to go to school and to get a great job and to have a wonderful house and a car
mm-hmm.
and beautiful things. But the goal of this lifetime really is the raising the consciousness of your soul.
That's right.
And gaining wisdom and growth in all kinds of arenas. And this doesn't have anything to do with how much you own
right.
or the clothes that are on your back or the car that
right.
you drive. It has to do with experiences in your life that teach you compassion or teach you
exactly.
to love unconditionally or teach you to
yourself.
Forgive.
Or
right.
finding your spirit. It's not about satisfying
it's about your
the beliefs
spirit.
Of other
it's
people,
about
what,
things.
They,
right.
what they think you should
but
be
I,
or do.
Yeah,
you know?
But the hard part is you do need a place to live and food on
yeah.
the table. So, you know, it's...
Mm-hmm. But all the spiritual tools that we're aware of help us to create that.
Exactly. Okay, well, let me get right to this caller. Who's
okay.
calling, please? Caller?
Yes, Carla.
Hi, speak up. Who is this?
It's Carla.
Hi, Carla. How are you?
I'm doing good so far.
Well, good. Carla, I'm assuming that you called to speak to Joanne, so I'm going to... Joanne,
yes.
this is Carla, and I'll leave you two to
yes.
each other.
Okay. Hello,
mm-hmm.
Carla.
Hello. I'm so glad I was able to get through.
I'm glad you were, too.
I was directed to you because I was told that you could possibly, you know, give me a direction that nobody
okay.
else seems to be able to do.
Sure. Is there a particular question you wanted to ask or an area in your life that you're looking for some advice?
Yes, there is. My question is, and the advice I'm looking for is, I seem to be dealing with hardships after hardships for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been working very hard on correcting this.
Okay.
I'm a healer. I don't
okay.
feel very successful right now, you know, for 2 years, hardship after hardship. And I'm just wondering, what gives? What am I not doing? What am I doing? What should I be doing? Like, just what gives?
Okay. Well, the sense that I'm getting is that, the sense I'm getting from your energy field is I feel a bit trapped right now. I feel a bit confined. That could be with your job, that I feel that whatever you're doing with your work, that you're not really doing what you love to do. Does that make sense?
Well, I had to quit today, so
okay.
I'm
well,
not confined anymore, but now I'm even more confined because I don't have an income now.
Well, you know, it's a new beginning for you. Again, you
right.
know what we just talked about changing your perspective on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look at it as an ending. Look at it as a new beginning. Because
and,
now
and
you're
that's what
be,
I was working on, yeah.
Now you've been wanting this, though. You've been wanting to leave this job. You've been wanting to quit, and you finally have been empowered enough to step up and do that. And this is where the change is going to begin. I feel really good and positive energy coming into you. I feel the month of October brings in very positive opportunities. I also feel with you, you're a very business-like person. I don't know if you're working in business, but I get the sense of somebody who is a business person.
I don't know that person.
But I feel with you that it will be like creating your own business or being an entrepreneur, and it may involve healing work. But something is not complete. There's still classes or things that you're looking to attain higher levels with your work or your healing, whatever you're doing, that I feel that it's about going back to complete that as well. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
But all in all, it all runs around, you know, money at this point.
Yeah, I feel there's still some things that are left unfinished with your spiritual work.
Yeah.
And I don't mean, you know, we have spiritual work to do every day. We're never finished. But I mean, you know what I mean with your healing work.
Mm-hmm,
and it may
mm-hmm.
be with credentials or whatever it is that you need to go to that next level.
Right.
I feel that needs to be put into place. And the energy is coming into your energy fields right now from the universe to help you put that into place, to give you kind of the wind to put in your sails, so to speak. You understand?
Okay. Would that endeavor for my schooling and my healing or whatever, would that be concerning the animals or would it be concerning healing?
I'm sorry, you said animals or what? I didn't hear the word you said.
Well, I was thinking of, I really have a strong pull towards being a dog whisperer.
Uh-huh.
Or I was, you know, some sort of healer. I mean, I'm
okay. Well, you don't
talented in a number of areas. I just can't have a hard time picking a specific.
You don't have to. I don't want you to pick a specific thing. I want you to go with the flow. I want you to stay in the flow. I want you to go with what you're drawn to. I don't want you to think expectations. I don't want you to think too far out. I want you to stay in the present moment and think about what you need, where you feel you need to be right now, because you're very intuitive. And I want to say that whatever you do right now with your life, as far as your healing work, as far as the metaphysical work, the spiritual work, it's not going to be a waste of time. These are tools you're going to be putting in your toolbox that you're going to be using. And I do see something incorporated, something coming from many different paths coming together. Like I said, I saw you opening your own business, doing something on your own. I also saw the image of a website, like putting something on the web, working with other people, networking with like-minded people as well.
Right.
So I see a lot of this coming to you, which I don't feel you could do before. And that's why the decision you made today is really the first day of the rest of your life, the way I see it.
Okay,
well,
Carla?
That's really reassuring.
Okay.
So keep the faith and go with it, okay?
Okay, but everything will work out by, say,
everything
I mean,
will work
financially?
Out. Take one thing at a time, one step at a time.
Right.
Carla.
All right, thank you for calling, Carla.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All righty.
You're
the best.
Bye-bye. Okay. Good advice. Good advice. Usually closing a door just means opening another one, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
right,
so
exactly.
I really liked your advice that you got to finish something in order to open the door to begin something new. So,
mm-hmm.
Right. Well, I want to talk for a moment. Let's talk a little bit about, I know that you're a frequent guest speaker at holistic health expositions and spiritual centers and colleges. And I know that you've got some upcoming events, and one in particular, you've got one September 26th, right?
September 26th.
It's a Franklin MA, an evening of spirit communication.
Oh, right, yes. I had to think about what
you
day
you forgot about where you're going to be. Okay.
Yeah. that's this Friday, yeah,
okay.
at the Franklin Yoga.
Okay.
And
and we also want to mention that on October 24th,
yes.
Through the 26th,
mm-hmm.
in New London, New Hampshire, you're going to be doing a psychic medium spiritual weekend with the best psychic mediums, Joanne Gerber and Rita Berkowitz, at the Inn at Pleasant Lake, New London, New Hampshire.
Yes.
And, you know, I've had the pleasure of having a reading from Rita Berkowitz. I actually have one of her spirit drawings, and I might add she's going to be on the show next week.
Mm-hmm.
And so that sounds like a wonderful weekend.
It's going to be. It's fabulous. We have wonderful events. We have a circle on Friday night. We have a demonstration on Saturday and a wonderful workshop on Sunday.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pack me in your luggage? Can I go?
Sure.
Oh, great. Good.
I believe in stowaways. So
all right, cool. All right, well, so if they want to get information on how to register for that, they can get that on your website.
Yes, they can, or they can call the Inn directly to buy tickets. So
all right.
There's a package for all the events, and there's you can also purchase tickets separately.
Right, and you have and one thing, and I do hear the caller, and I know that we have a caller, and I'll be right with you, caller. But you know what I love about you? I love your spirit chat right on your website. I love the fact that free and out of the goodness of your heart, you spend, I think, is it a Monday night once a month, or is it every Monday night?
Well, it hasn't been consistently every Monday. In 2009, we're going to go on a more steady schedule.
Sure, but you bring in some really wonderful speakers,
mm-hmm.
and people log on, and they have wonderful chat, and you teach, and I really think that that's wonderful. And one event that you do have an evening October 27th. I believe this one is to raise money for a good cause.
Not October 27th.
Not that one? Another
we
one?
Had already done that before. We did that in July. It was to raise money for the Windbridge organization.
Okay,
which
okay
was
but you do that as well.
Yes.
So, you know, that's really, you know, people, if you do go to Joanne's website, which, again, is www.joannegerber.com, and check out the chat schedule sometime, and check out her chats. I'm sure that they're, you know, enlightening, and she really brings in some wonderful quality speakers and does it out of the goodness of her heart to help enlighten the rest of us, which we certainly could use the help, and among all the other great stuff that's on your website.
And you'll be also there on November 10th, is my guess.
Yes, I will. I'll be.
And we are very excited about that.
Yeah, I was.
Back by popular demand.
Popular demand, except for you have a typing challenge guest, but I'll do my best, okay? I'm a talker, not a typer.
Can I tell you a secret on the air? Everybody's typing challenge.
Oh, good. All right. Well, then I don't feel so bad. All right. Well, we have a caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good, Allison. How are you?
Very well. I'm assuming that you called in to speak to Joanne, so I'm going to turn you over to her.
I did, but before you do that, I just want to tell the both of you, since I have the both of you here, that I think both of you guys are absolutely awesome, and I share your stuff with everybody. Every time I get your email for your monthly forecast, I share it all over my office, and everybody loves you, Allison.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
I love to share good people.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. Kind words. Thank you so much. All right, well, then I guess, I'll sit over here and blush while you talk to Joanne.
Okay, thanks.
Hello, Cynthia.
Hey, Joanne. I'm just going to make it kind of quick for you. I can't believe I got in, actually, but I was sitting here praying to some of the people in spirit that I know, and I was just wondering if you had I'll take any message or any information, any hint of wisdom from anybody in the spirit world that's watching over me.
Okay. Cynthia, I recognize your voice. Are you from Rhode Island?
I am.
I recognize you. And I do know you, Cynthia. I'm really good with voices.
You're really good at that.
I know Cynthia. Cynthia is a fellow spiritualist and friend. And Cynthia, you know, when you started to talk, I could feel your people coming in. And that's how I knew it was you, too.
I've been dialing for 40 minutes, and I kept getting it busy, so I started talking to them and said, please get me a line in here and zappo.
Oh, it's really nice to hear from you, Cynthia. But, you know, I want to connect here with Grandmother Pass. And I do want to say that she's very proud of you right now. I do feel that the past 2 weeks has been very trying for you. There's been some decisions that are pending. You understand?
I do.
Okay. And I want to say that she's here to support you with that. She knows that you talk to her all the time. She actually is giggling to me, and I feel that even when she was, before she passed, when she was ill, when she was not at her best, that she still was able to give you a little giggle. You understand?
I do.
Yeah. And I feel like I need to bring that humor into you right now with her, and that to know that she's okay. She's actually showing me a pendant. And I feel like either you have something close by or you have a pendant or some sort of charm that she would have given to you or that would have belonged to her. Would you understand that?
I've been looking for a lot of comfort lately, so I've been going through her things.
Okay. All right. There's something gold and shiny. It's very small. I almost feel like, to me, it looks like it could be not totally round, but more oval-shaped. And I feel like there's an initial on it. I feel like there's an initial on this. So I want you to look for that when you're going through her things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This could also be something that either was something she wore on her neck or something that might have been on a keychain. I felt like it was detached from something.
Okay.
And I feel like she was the type of woman that she liked to collect things. She didn't throw things away. So you might find a lot of things that she saved that she didn't throw away.
Oh, I'm finding lots of stuff.
Yeah,
amazing.
Like even things that were broken, she saved them. She didn't throw anything away. She could always give it to somebody or always find use for it. That's the sense I get with her. And you're a lot like her, too. I want to say, interesting. There's something with work opportunity coming that's going to be very extraordinary for you. And I feel as we go into October, November, I feel like I'm getting very busy with this. You understand?
Yes.
Okay. Because there's a big opportunity. I don't know whether it's like a public forum or if you're doing a fair or something, but there's an opportunity that I feel that helps to bring your business to another platform.
Awesome. Do you want me to share it with you?
She's with you. She loves you very much, and she knows that you talk to her all the time. You ask her for signs. She's saying, I'm here, just listen.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Awesome. Thanks so much.
Okay, Cynthia.
Thanks for calling, Cynthia. Appreciate it.
Nice talking with you.
Okay, guys. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty.
I have this thing with voice recognition. I can usually recognize people by their voice more than I can by their face.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the one thing that I do that's really interesting is within 5 minutes of speaking to someone, I know their at least two of their numbers, meaning I know the primary, some of the stronger energy.
Uh-huh.
I could just tell. So everyone's a number to me. I don't remember names. I remember numbers, you know.
Well, that's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's very hard when you're trying to introduce, this is so-and-so, she's an 11. You know, it's like, I don't know her name, but I know she's 11 or
exactly.
She's an 8-5 bath or,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it gets a little hard sometimes.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I heard another beep or not. Did I?
Yeah,
I heard on my end.
This is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Just fine.
Good.
I do have a quick question. Is there any kind of a message from the spirit world for me?
Okay. You want me to take this one, Allison?
What'd you say?
Okay, you want me to take this one?
Yes, my dear. Go for it.
Okay. Hi, Nancy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Good. I sense, as I'm connecting with your energy, I feel a male vibration coming through. I feel on Father's side. You understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because he's the one that comes in, just comes right in here with his energy.
Yeah.
Full force. Full speed ahead. And I feel when this gentleman was here on the earth plane, he couldn't sit for a minute.
No.
He was busy, busy, busy. I feel like I'm walking around, as I'm sitting here in my office, I can see him, and it's like, if there was a piece of paper on the floor, he'd walk around picking up the paper on the floor, putting things back where they belong. You know, it's like he's always busy doing something. You
yeah.
understand?
Yeah.
And he said, sometimes you're just going in too many directions at once. He's showing me putting on the brakes, like slow down a bit.
Okay.
You know, and kind of like taking a step back and looking at what's going on around you. And I feel like I want to make a list of, okay, I need to keep track of things. I need to prioritize what I need to do here. Because there seems to be either a business transaction around you or something coming where there's going to be some decisions that need to be made where you might be in the decision-making process. You understand?
I do kind of, yes.
Okay. All right. I do want to say that, getting back to him, he wants to let you know that he's here and he knows that you think about him. And I felt that he passed very peacefully. I feel with his energy that I'm just falling asleep. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that he's okay. He was ill before he passed. I don't feel it was sudden. He did deal with illness. I do feel there were some complications. I feel a narrowing in my throat. Like I'm feeling that there could have been some issues with breathing or lungs. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. He was he's a very peaceful spirit, very gentle soul. Very gentle soul. And he was the type of person that he could just say something and make you laugh, because sometimes he was just so serious that when he said things, he could just make you laugh. You
yeah.
understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So Dad is here, and with a lot of love. I also feel a woman with him on the other side. Mom is also there?
Yeah.
Yeah, because she's coming in with him. And she's right behind him, kind of waving, saying, tell him I'm here, too. Like, you know, let me through here.
Yeah, that's
kind of funny. It's like he's like, well, I want to talk. Well, let me through. Let me get a word in here. And she might have been like that very much so in her personality when she was here on the earth plane, too. You have two wonderful parents on the other side who are very loving, who, I want to say, watch over you like guardian angels. And they only want you to be happy. Stop trying to take care of everybody and everybody's needs and take care of yourself. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because that's important. You are number one. And, you know, I feel like Mom would have said that to you.
Yeah.
You are number one. You do teaching?
No, not really. I work at a hospital, but I'm... My goal is to open up a healing modality business.
Okay, because I see teaching around you.
Yeah, okay.
So I feel like I'm teaching people. I'm at a, she's showing me the image of standing behind you as you're standing in front of the room, like with one of those write-on wipe-off boards, like you're teaching a workshop or teaching a class.
Okay.
So I want to say there's good things to come for you. You need to really prioritize. I think that's important. I think that you need to let go of some of the things around you you're putting too much energy into. Let somebody else do for themselves, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, it does.
Okay? That you don't have to nurture the whole world. I mean, you are a healer, and we have a tendency to want to take care of everybody and everything, people, pets, everything. It's your instinct. However, you need to be more conscious of you and taking care of you, and really, you know, once you start to, you will start to focus and move forward with what you really want. And allow your dreams to manifest.
Okay, Nancy?
The fantastic. I knew they were around. I just wasn't getting what they were trying to knock into my head.
Yeah. Well, they're there to support you, and they're happy, and they're happy that you're happy and that you're doing what you really love, that you're going forward with that. Oh. And they're right behind you to support you, just like when they were here.
Okay.
And I want to leave you with a tremendous amount, enormous amount of love and blessings from them.
Oh, God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Okay,
thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. Have a good night, Nancy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Wow, I love when good messages like that come through.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That must make you feel good to be able to comfort people. I mean, there has to be a certain amount of you know, I think in order to do the thing, what we do, I think you have to actually love what you do.
Yes.
And there has to be satisfaction in being of service, because from that you get your greatest joy from helping others. And I know that that's my motivation, and I get the same thing from you as well,
mm-hmm.
Joanne.
It's, you know, it's kind of like the fuel in my tank, you know, when I can reach out and help somebody that's been grieving, or help to give them advice that, you know, may even, change their life.
Sure.
Or get them to see things that they haven't been able to see,
sure.
Bring clarity. Yes, you know.
Yeah.
It's, to me, it's creating miracles.
Sure. I agree. I remember.
It is wonderful.
I remember my very first professional reading, and I really was kind of pushed into it. I really had not, you know, envisioned myself doing readings for people. And I had the worst possible day, and I had a client that was, it was at 10 o'clock at night reading. I was exhausted. I was emotionally drained, and I really didn't think I could do the reading. And when she walked into the room, I said, you know, I had a bad day. And she immediately saw my face and said, wow, what happened to you? And I said, it was just a bad day. And I said, you know, what I'll do is I'll start your reading, and I'll see how it goes. And if I can't do it now, would you mind terribly if I reschedule it? And she said, no, not at all. So I centered myself. I did my prayers, and I began her reading. And in about 2.5 seconds, I was full of energy, full of life, full of love.
Mm-hmm.
I was on fire giving this reading to her. And that was a spirit's way of just kind of showing me that this is really, like you said, the fuel in your tank. It's what brings you your greatest joy. This is really what gives you your energy,
mm-hmm.
is helping others. And that was
one
of the big lessons in my life. And guess what, Joanne? How fast does an hour go? Did we just start a few minutes ago?
I felt like we did.
It seems like we just started, and you know what? It's time to say goodnight.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yes, so I'm going to remind everybody.
Time flies when you're having fun. So.
Oh, I know. It's great. It's great having you.
It's nice to be here.
I want to remind everybody Joanne's website, www.joannegerber.com. Joanne does readings, so you can check out. She has a lovely, tells you hints for a good reading, and explains the various different readings that she does. She has wonderful events upcoming, so check out her event schedule and her chat room. She's a wonderful medium and a very wonderful person. Joanne, I can't thank you enough for being here.
Well, thank you, Allison. It's been a great pleasure, again, as always, and I'm looking forward to connecting with you on the 10th, the Spirit
Chat. All right,
Chat.
I'm looking forward to it.
And it's been a great night.
Yes, me too. All right, everybody. Well, good night, Joanne, and good night, everybody, all the listeners, everybody that called in. And as always, I wish you love, peace, and abundance. Good night, everyone.
Good night. God bless.